tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. The formal or emergency traffic, are there any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins, and with no traffic, we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Our check-ins, though, we'll go ahead and acknowledge those stations that have checked in with the pre-net functionality available on the BRARS.cc website. Again, there may be a multitude of reasons why folks may not be available to check in via RF or through Echolink. We like to be able to stay connected through the pre-net check-in. It's a little web interface that allows you to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net through the web, announces the call sign check-in, however you select it on the interface. But anyway, if you go to the BRARS.cc website, there's a link there, and you can check in to the net. We'll get you checked in here, but let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations that have checked in for the pre-net check-in. First, we got Richard and his family. That's KA3JCA, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. And Richard brings along the rest of his family. That's Miss Sally. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4JCA. And their daughter, Miss Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, KA4ACL. And Richard also brings along the call sign for the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. That's K3 Delta Oscar Victor, K3DOV. So, Richard, always good to hear you. Appreciate you bringing the family along and the Upstate Amateur Radio Club as well. Up next, we've got Brian. That's Kilo Mike 4, Juliet Whiskey Papa, KM4JWP. And Brian's over in Spartanburg. Up next, we've got Fred, Miss Isla. Fred's call sign, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, W4FCM. And Miss Isla, November 4, India, Echo, India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got Mel over in Prosperity. That's Kilo 4, X-ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR. And Mel again's over in Prosperity, so good to get him checked in here. Up next, we've got Andrew in Simpsonville. That's Whiskey 2, Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. Up next, we've got Don and Linda. That's Don's call sign, Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India, KG4PFI. And Don brings along his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, KG4QLQ. And about halfway through the list, so I'm going to let this drop and take a breath for a second and be right back to complete that list. Along with the pre-net check-in list for tonight, number 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. And I like to say November 4, anti-submarine warfare is what those initials stand for me, from my old Navy days. But anyway, Tony, good to get you checked in here. And Tony's up in Asheville, but good to get him checked in. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. And good to see Pat's name on the list here. Up next, we got Jim over in Easley. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, KO4RAX. Up next, we've got our friend Jack over in Greenville. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel Foxtrot, KJ4UHF. Always good to see Jack's name in the list. Up next, we've got David. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee, KF4NXY. And David's over in Honey Pass. And also Marie, that's Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray, AF4SX. And so that's David and Marie over in Honey Pass, so good to get them checked in here. Up next, we've got our friend Scott down in Greenville. That's Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And next, we've got our friend John, KN4RJN, up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Always good to see John. Normally, he checks in via Echolink, but definitely good to see him checked in here through the pre-net check-in functionality as well. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot, KO4CEF. And let me drop it one more time, and I promise we're almost to the bottom of the list. 4HR continuing with the pre-net check-ins here for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Up next in the list, we've got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ. And Dave's over in Easley, so good to get him up in checked in here. Up next, we've got Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. Good to see him on the list. Up next, we've got, I think, our Monday or Sunday night net controllers, Mark and Wendy. I know they kind of used to change days, but anyway, I got Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB over in Simpsonville, and Mark's sweetheart, Miss Wendy, that's Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. So good to see Mark and Wendy checked in there. And next up on the list, we got Ben, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And Ben's over in Simpsonville. And it looks like last but not least, we've got Jerry. That's November 4, Julia, Bravo, Mike, N4JMB. And let me check the list here just to make sure I've got everybody. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins there. Had 26 folks check in with the pre-net check-in functionality tonight, so good to get those folks checked in here. Let me let this drop, and we'll go ahead and start our RF and Echolink check-in. Completing the pre-net check-ins there, well, let's go ahead and pause here for new hams. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net may not be familiar with our check-in procedures or how actually to check into the net or what exactly we do on the net. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'll just throw your call sign out there, and I'll call you back, and we'll get you walk through checking into the net. So new hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR or Net Control. Hams, ready to check in. I'm signing in to the Echolink node, but I seem to be having some difficulty staying connected. So I don't see anybody signed into Echolink currently. So we'll move on to our RF portions of our check-ins tonight. And give me 1 second. Yep, it looks like Echolink is up and connected with nobody signed in but me. So we'll go ahead and move on to our RF check-ins. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group. If your call sign suffix begins in the letters Alpha through Delta, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Hey, Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Always good to hear it when you call on the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Hey, Shy. Check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Name is Roland and Pickens. Negative and negative.
4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. Take Angela in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Angela and all on the net.
Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore out of turn. I'm in, got a Zoom meeting to be in. W2T, clear.
Hawkins there to start off the first net for me for 2023 anyway, for a Saturday night. First, I'd like to welcome Rick and his family. Rick's call sign, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. Rick, good to see you or have you check in here. Sounding good into the repeater tonight. And, of course, Rick brings along the rest of his family, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November, Oscar, KN, K, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Miss Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, KM4MOQ. So, Rick, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us tonight. Up next, we've got Dave. That's our net manager. And, again, I know I joke about wrangling cats, trying to get everything scheduled. And I know the new schedule came out for our net controllers, and Dave put all that together for the rest of the year and keep us all kind of organized and straightened out. So, Dave, appreciate everything you do for the good of the net and keep us moving forward. So good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Roland. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, K1 CJW. And Roland, good to get you checked in here. Up next, we've got Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4 BLH. And Kurt's down in Greenville, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Gary. That's Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4 DOS. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least, we've got Rusty, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. And Rusty, good to hear you, my friend. Definitely feel free to secure at your leisure. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us in between your meeting there. So good to hear your voice sounding good into the repeater. All right, let's get one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. Might have everybody in the Alpha through Delta group for the moment, which is okay. I mean, that's not a problem. And just to get everybody in the group, but we'll move down to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
4HR. Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and thanks for calling the net tonight. I will be in and out.
4HR, can you please check in? Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I will be negative tonight, Mike. Thanks.
HR, please check in. Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick in Marietta. I'll be negative.
To check-ins there as we move down the alphabet into the Echo Through Hotel group. Up first, we've got Sunday Night Net Controller. I think, Patrick, you're up on the stump for, not stump, but on the hook for tomorrow night based on the schedule KO4HKX, Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. And Patrick, sounding good into the repeater tonight, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Harry. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, you're sounding good from Candler as always, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, so far we've got Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC. And that's Patrick over in Simpsonville. Patrick, you're probably a hop, skip, and a jump for me, that 29681 area code. It's a little big, you know, for our little post office. But anyway, encompasses a lot of area, but we're somewhat close, geographically speaking. Anyway, so Patrick, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's get one more call for the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Reject.
Get your address wrong.
QTH is Marietta, South Carolina, just over the hill from the other Patrick.
That's completely on me. I'm not sure why. For some reason, I have you listed as Simpsonville as the address, so I definitely need to update that. But I'll update that on my log here so I won't mess that up for next time. This is AK4HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Currently working in the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Response there for the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll move to the India Through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now that's where I'll be negative and negative. Same 73s for each one of you. HR. Hope you and the family are doing good. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo,
see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that for us, Mike, and good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HR. Michael, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
At your. India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4, LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
Pause and acknowledge those folks that checked in there with the India through Lima group. Up first, we've got James. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4, JFO. And James is up on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. So, James, definitely stay warm up there. I know it was probably severely cold over the Christmas holidays, so hopefully we'll get these couple of warm days, and spring will be here before we know it. But definitely stay safe and stay warm up there, sir, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Sid. Same to you up there, Sid. Hope you and yours are doing well and staying safe and warm. Sid's call sign, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. And Sid's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on a Saturday night. Always good to hear your voice. And appreciate the salutations. And like I say, hope you and yours are doing well as well. Up next, we've got Larry. It's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4, JBQ. And Larry, always good to hear your voice on the radio, my friend. I think we joke all the time, you've got that voice for radio. So always good to hear that voice coming through the speaker. And also bringing Miss Donna along. That's Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot, Kilo, KC4, MFK. And Larry, hope you and Miss Donna are doing well tonight. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll talk again soon. And last but not least, voice I hadn't heard on the radio for a while because he's been utilizing that pre-check-in. So, Andy, glad to hear you back on the radio, sir. And, again, good to hear your voice. Kilo, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI-4, LZI. And Andy's up there near Table Rock. So, Andy, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Sounded good into the repeater as always. All right, let's give one more call for the India through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
We check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Mobile, downtown Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but just listening. 783.
Like you might be rounding out our India through Lima group. That's Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, and Juan, definitely stay safe out there on the mobile, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Definitely feel free to hang out and listen as long as you like. If you want to, you can recheck with us if you're still out there mobile when we get to the end and you want to make some comments. But Juan, sounding good on the mobile, so appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. All right, let's move down a little further to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
And so, good evening, please check in to the Southern Austin, India, Matt. Lost and Edmund have been negatives and negatives.
That's our net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Walt, I should know your call sign by now. Can you give it to me one more time, sir? It was my fault trying to copy it down. Over.
Hello, Arthur, India, Matt. Hello,
thanks for that, sir. I should know your call sign by now, so I appreciate your patience with me. Got you checked in here. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. I don't know why I was trying to throw an A in there. I wanted to say Kilo Alpha 4, Oscar, India, Mike, and I knew that wasn't right. So, Walt, definitely got you checked in here. You're booming into the repeater tonight, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And, again, Walt's call sign, K4OIM, Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. And, Walt, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. All right, let's give one more call for the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Thank you.
like Walt might be the only stick check. Can't talk tonight either. Station checking into the Mike through Papa group, so we'll move down to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR.
K4HR. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOD. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
4HR. Good evening, Mike. I wasn't listening closely here, but I heard Chris. This is N0TR. Tom, I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, Mike. And hey, Chris.
Hello, Tom.
The check-ins here as we get down towards the bottom of the alphabet. But I'd like to welcome Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. And Chris, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next, we've got Tom. That's November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. And Tom, hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. I kind of overheard on the radio y'all were a little under the weather the last couple days, so definitely get well soon. And I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. And good to hear you on the radio tonight. And whatever it takes to get you to come by, I appreciate Chris keying up and you hearing his voice. So, like I say, whatever it takes to get folks to check in and key up the radio, because I'm terrible at it, as you well know. I listen probably way, way, way more than I ever talk, except for on that night. So, anyway, Tom, Chris, good to hear you both in here. Appreciate y'all coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Bernice and I have COVID. We're about to get over it, I hope, but appreciate the thoughts in 0TR.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Now, Tom, I'd heard y'all talking earlier today. Like I say, I hope a quick, speedy recovery and hopefully relatively mild symptoms. I know a lot of folks are going through different phases of that with Christmas and all the stuff that's going around. If you got kids or out in public and all that kind of stuff, there's all kinds of things going on. But anyway, Tom, appreciate you and Miss Bernice being in here tonight. And up next, we've got our check-in from Ed. That's Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, WD8RON. And Ed's up in Brevard. So, Ed, appreciate you coming by and checking in. Good signal on the repeater from Brevard tonight. So, appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. All right, sounds like Ed might be around in our Quebec through Tango group. And give me 1 second. I've been having problems connecting or staying connected to my Echolink node. There's something going on. Must be something on my side. But we'll pause for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, if you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all on that. No traffic and no roundtable.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Stephen down in Greenwood. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And I'm not sure why. I think there must be something going on with my internet here. It seems to keep connecting and dropping me, so I'm having to reconnect. So, Stephen, apologize if you've been out there waiting to check in. I was able to reconnect and saw you in there. But sounded good over the repeaters in the Greenwood through Echolink tonight, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And I think you were the only one signed in, but I'll pause again for just a moment. So any additional Echolink stations wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Calling. I didn't get the call sign. I copied. Can you hear me? That was all I copied over.
This is K24
ARH. 4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I got KQ4 and didn't get the rest of the call sign. Can you give it to me phonetically, over?
So, this is KQ4 ARH.
Control, I believe you said K24AR.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Alpha Romeo Hotel, is that correct?
So this is KQ4ARH. Yes, you are correct.
KQ4ARH, this is AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome you. It looks like this is the first time you've logged in with me as net control. And again, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. And just out of curiosity, can I get a name and a location for the logs? Over.
This is KQ4ARH. My name is Din, D-I-S, Din. And I'm from Greer.
Here's Mike, Mike India Kilo Echo. Mike, I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net again. We have this net every night, 9 p.m., just to kind of touch base with the local hams. Again, the repeater is located up on Caesar's Head Mountain. I don't know if you're really familiar with the area, but it's about up on the Highway 276 near Caesar's Head Mountain. So, again, it's got pretty good coverage for our area. And, again, covers most of Greenwood, part of Anderson, not Greenwood, I'm sorry, Greenville County. Thinking of Stephen down in Greenwood. But, anyway, Ben, definitely sound good into the repeater and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. And definitely feel free to come back and check in as often as you can. All right, let's give one more call here for the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the... Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. I hear you. Please check in and out. It's been a while. Kilo, Juliet 4. Uniform, Hotel, X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo, Juliet 4. Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're over here in Chesney. Check us in and out, please. Good to hear you. Thanks for calling it.
HR. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
HR. And out. KI4, VLW, Randy. KJ4, CRL, Linda, in Asheville.
HR. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on net.
HR. HR. For Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Good check-ins there as we move down to the bottom of the alphabet on our Saturday night check-ins. Up first, I'd like to welcome Jamie and Sabrina. Jamie, good to hear you, my friend. Has been a while. Again, don't have the radio on as much as I need to. That was one of my, I don't like to call them resolutions because they're too easy to break, but one of my goals for this year was to try and listen a little bit more, maybe even talk a little bit more, which is the second part of my problem. But, Jamie, anyway, KJ4UHX, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. And Jamie brings along his sweetheart, Miss Sabrina. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November, KJ4YLN. And Jamie, always good to hear you. Appreciate you and Miss Sabrina coming by. Up next, we've got Dan. That's Kilo Bravo 4, Zulu Victor Mike, KB4ZVM. And Dan over in Greer. So, Dan, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Randy up in Asheville. That's Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, KI4VLW. And Randy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima. Goodness, can't get her call sign out tonight, Randy. But KJ4CRL is Miss Linda's call. And Randy sounded good from Asheville, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next in that group, we've got Tommy. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. And Tommy's down in Southern Greenville County. So, again, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, Tommy. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee, KO4YHY. And, Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us from Berea. And definitely stay safe and warm out there. And we'll go ahead and continue on here and see if we have any additional check-ins for the uniform through Zulu Group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
At control, please check in Kilo 4, Whiskey Charlie Lima. K4WCL, name is John. I'm in northern Pickens County. I am a part-time resident up here and a semi part-time, full-time resident of the Atlanta area, so up here on weekends. Thanks for letting me check in tonight.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome John. That's Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, K4WCL. And John's over in Pickens now, but splits time between here and the Atlanta area. And John, if you can't make it in and you want to, you can always look us up via the Echolink node and stay in touch with us if you want. But welcome anytime when you're in the Pickens area for sure. Again, the repeater's not too far from you probably, as the crow flies anyway. When you're over in Pickens up on Caesar's Head Mountain. But, John, I'd like to welcome you. And, again, the repeater's usually pretty active. Got a lot of folks kind of checking in throughout the day, so definitely feel free to come by and check in as often as you want. Come back and rag you with us and all that kind of stuff. But, again, anytime you want to check in, feel free. Run the net every night 365 days a year, and you're more than welcome. All right, I'll give one more call before we open it up to that big group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And if you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Sorry for that long pause right there. I was waiting on my computer to start responding, and I was like looking down if you were in traffic for a minute. It's always longer than you think. Anyway, let's go ahead and open it up to the big group. I hate to call them late check-ins because you're never late as long as we have the net open, but let's go ahead and open it up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. In Kilo Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango. My name is Al Alpha Lima, portable and easily, negative and negative.
For HR, take please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. My name is Duncan. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. Just mark me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Please check in. Whiskey 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Kilo, W4, JFK. This is Chris over here in Chester, and I'm negative and negative. And good evening, everybody.
Our check-ins there as we enter the late half of the hour, anyway. Up first, we've got Al. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango, KF4DLT. And Al, I might come back to you for just a second. Let me get these check-ins. I just want to find out how you're operating portable. You are booming into the repeater. So if that's an HT on 5 watts, you must be standing right under the antenna. But let me go ahead and acknowledge these other two folks. But up first, we had Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan, appreciate you coming by. Sounding good into the repeater. And last but not least in that group, we've got Chris. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Foxtrot Kilo, W4JFK. And Al, let me come back to you real quick. What are you running out there in power? Over.
I just got one of these little, this is KF4DLT, Al and Easley. I just got one of these little Bofang or Biofang or how do you pronounce it, little cheapo Chinese radios. And I'm sitting here on my den with my feet up and right here in Easley, right near the hospital. So give the repeater the credit, not me. This 8 watts total. When this thing's charged up all the way, and it's not charged up all the way. Back to you, Mike.
What I'll say is, again, put a little X on that spot or wherever. I don't know how much you've kind of experimented to find that spot, but that's the sweet spot for you. I tell you, the next room, so excellent signal. You must have, like, direct line of sight to the antenna or something. But Anyway, not to put you on the spot, Al, just wanted to tell you, you sounded awesome for a portable signal. And appreciate you coming back and filling us in on the details. But keep doing what you're doing. It's working really well. All right, let's go ahead and see if we have one more call for the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Beginning the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Pause means we have everybody for the moment, so this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in this far. Any stations wishing to secure may do so. We would normally begin the RAGCHU portion of the net, but I don't currently have anybody signed in to RAGCHU, so I'll go ahead and open it up here for additional check-ins, or if somebody wants to recheck to RAGCHU. Alpha through Zulu for additional check-ins, or if somebody wants to recheck to RAGCHU, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
You're for Yankee Hotel Yankee with a question. I'm putting a J-pole antenna on my roof, replacing the satellite dish. I have 250 feet of RG6 cable. Will that work okay?
Trying to remember my specs a little bit. I think RG6 is 75 ohm cable. I think it's like cable, TV cable. So you're probably going to run a lot more loss in that cable. I don't know if somebody has any better experience. And 250 feet seems like an awful long run for 2 meters as well. But again, I'm not an expert. I've got like a 25 foot run out to a J-pole myself. And it's just RG8X. And I have pretty good luck with that, but somebody may have some better experience with that long of a run and that type of cable. Over.
How much cable? I am only running probably 50 to 75 feet.
That was the guy. Run the cable you got on VHF or UHF, and you using a small thin cable, the more loss you're going to have. I know I found that here, right here, where I'm at, just using RG8U in this bad location I'm in. I wish now, when I put this in 06, that I'd got LMR 400. It's a real, it's not cheap, but it's got very little loss in it. KI4LZI.
Folks being able to use it, and of course it's got the 75 ohm impedance instead of the characteristic 50 ohm impedance for what ham radio is looking for the coax cable. So again, I think you probably would be okay with a shorter run, but you're probably going to get a whole lot more loss than you would with, say, an RG8 or a LMR 400. Of course, the LMR is 400, like Andy mentioned. It's a little expensive per foot. So, you know, again, the thing with a lot of ham radio, if it works, it works. Over.
This has to be right to it to make it last long.
Go ahead and try it. Right now I'm running about 10 feet of it to the J-pole, sitting up against the wall in my office.
And a 10-foot run, that I wasn't worried too much about it. But if you have a real long run, you got to think about you need the thickest insulated low-loss cables possible. KI4LZI.
Yeah, like Andy was mentioning, the shorter run, you probably would be okay. And you know, like I was poking fun just a few minutes ago of Al out there with his HT, you know, with 5 watts at, 10 feet, you're really not going to have a whole lot of loss anyway. I mean, of course, he's not running that long of a cable. But, you know, like Andy mentioned, the longer, you know, if you're running 50, 100 feet and you're only putting out 5 watts and you're losing 4 on the way to the antenna, you know, you're definitely fighting an uphill battle kind of a thing. So, but on a short run like that, 10 feet or so, I think you would be okay. But again, I would probably try and find, I think there's a couple of ham fests coming up as the new year starts. You may be able to find some coax But if it's working for you now, I keep going with it. I don't know if you have an analyzer you can put on it and check to see. The only thing I would be worried about necessarily with the low power would probably be the loss. But if the signal's getting out, I think you'd be okay.
He's right. I've got a 10-watt mobile that I'm running as a base. And I want to try and put this up while my daughter's not here because she said I'm not allowed an antenna.
HR with KO4 or YHK. I've got the same kind of similar situations. I usually put stuff up when I'm the only one here. So I'm the only one that knows it was there. I think I've told on the repeater a couple of years ago I had an HF antenna up that I talked to my neighbor about. Running between his house and mine and his tree. We have a tree in the front yard and a tree in the backyard, and I just wanted to make sure it was okay, so I told him what I was going to do. And I went ahead and, you know, strung some paracord up and hung it in the tree, and it was just a Carolina Wyndham, and, you know, just a wire antenna. I just had the off-center fed dipole with, you know, the vertical radiator, I think they call it, the line isolator down at the bottom. I hung it up, and I hadn't talked to him in a couple weeks, and I asked him, I said, do you mind if, you know, if I still put that antenna up? And he's like, no, I thought you were going to do it, and I had already. So it was easier to ask for forgiveness and permission, but, you know, by the time I got it up there, he didn't even realize it was there until I pointed it out to him. So same kind of thing, I think. If you just go ahead and put it up, they won't even notice it's there.
I've got a 10-meter I'm going to put up someday. I don't know where I'm going to put it, though.
What kinds of stealth options, I guess, you know, and especially with the wire antenna. Honestly, most people aren't looking for them. You know, unless the birds decide to sit on them or make a roost on them, or you see a squirrel running across it. You know, I had that up in the air for several years. In an HOA restricted kind of neighborhood, but again, I talked to my neighbors and made sure it was okay, and they didn't have a problem with it. You couldn't see it from the street, you know, especially if the leaves are on the trees. You know, it's a little thin wire just running from one tree to the next and across my backyard, kind of in an L-shaped configuration, or V-shaped configuration, I guess you would call it. But again, there's ways you can hide things. I've seen folks do them in, you know, flagpole antenna kind of thing. I've seen people run them along the underside of the gutter on the eaves of the house. All kinds of ways to kind of get around and be able to transmit and still get out and make it so it's not visible necessarily, but still be able to operate and have fun.
This KO4YHY, I'm in a little bit of a valley, and I got to try and get something up a little bit higher.
I have the same problem, Jim. I'm over here off of Anderson Ridge Road a little bit, and I'm kind of in the valley where it starts to kind of taper off on one side or the other. And, you know, and where my house is, I kind of look behind me, and there's my neighbor's house. I look into his first floor, and so I'm kind of down. Bit of reflective power, I think, more than anything else. I think it radiates off of my backyard a little bit because there's a little slope there. But definitely play around with some of the locations and some of the installations, and you'd be amazed what you could do. I had some aspirations of doing some soda activation, so I got some smaller antennas. The soda beam little wire antennas, and they're so small. I mean, I don't know if I would leave them up for any length of time, but for a small amount of time, I've got a portable mast that's, you know, 27 feet tall that you can hook into, and, you know, buddy pole kind of thing, all these portable antenna operations. They're not really set to be left for a long period of time, but, you know, for setting up in a relatively short period of time, do some operations over the weekend, that kind of thing, take them back down and pack them back up. That usually works out for me as an option. So definitely where there's a will, there's a way. Over.
True. I was running a tri-band mobile antenna magnetic mount on my filing cabinet for a while there.
We used to talk here a little bit about, too, doing some low-power operations with some of the digital modes like JT9 and Before it was JT-8, JT-65, all that kind of stuff. Some of that lower power stuff where you don't necessarily need an amp to get out whisper. Some of the modes that, low power, and so you can just run an antenna. You don't need a whole lot of equipment, I guess is what I'm saying. Don't need a huge amp, that kind of stuff, to be able to push out power and still be able to communicate. And like I say, I've had relatively good luck. I think the company is out of business now, but the Carolina Windhams were the ones I liked for a long time. But currently all my HF stuff is in a box and wrapped up somewhere, so the only thing I've got right now is my UHF, VHF set up. But I have aspirations of getting my HF stuff back on the air sometime soon. So I'm trying to plan something as well, hopefully here, more sooner than later, if that makes sense. All right.
I totally agree with that. I get a lot of static on this indoor type antenna stuff, so I want to try and get something outside.
HR with KO4HYH and the RagTube portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, Jim, like I say, part of our hobby is the experimentation, like I say, and definitely feel free to reach out on the repeater. And if you're looking for ideas or want to run questions by some folks, there's a lot of knowledge out there for sure. I think there were some antennas going up this week, actually, for some different hams throughout the area, that kind of stuff. So definitely feel free to reach out and ask questions and see if anybody has any other ideas for some ideas for being able to operate. I know, again, a lot of the neighborhoods around here are HO restricted and that kind of stuff, so there's definitely an art to it, and hiding it and being able to communicate all at the same time. But definitely the big thing is try and have fun with it. Definitely a lot of fun to try and figure out how and where and why, and I think that's part of the hobby, to be able to communicate. You know, I've had some folks, and I didn't think those little wires would get out. I've had some folks that ask if I was on, like, a beam and all kinds of things. So if propagation's in your favor, as long as propagation's working, it doesn't really matter too much, the antenna. Well, I guess it does matter, the antenna, but I've found propagation helps considerably, too, because, my stuff is all low power. I very rarely, even on HF, operate over 25 watts. And then, of course, my UHF, VHF, I could boost 50 watts, but primarily I'm running 10 or 5 watts into the repeater. And, of course, the repeater is broadcasting a little more powerful than that, but to get to the repeater doesn't take a whole lot of power usually. So, but definitely enjoy it, and come back and tell us the results for sure.
My radio is a max of 10 watts, but I'm going to go ahead and sign off here then. This is KLY48. I'm messing that up. KL4YHY. Signing off. 73s.
Appreciate you staying by and making a few comments there, and definitely good luck as you move forward in the ham radio journey. And like I say, definitely let us know how it's going. All right, so let's give another call out here. Go for Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. Long pause means I have everybody for the moment, so let's give one more call here. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Optional check-ins. Sounds like we have everybody for the evening. So it looks like on the schedule tomorrow night we've got Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX, if I'm reading the schedule correctly. We'll be calling the net tomorrow night, and I know he would appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with him tomorrow night. Stand by. I'll pass my net report electronically. For those keeping score at home, had 62 check-ins tonight. Stand by. I'll be right back after the net report. AK4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everyone who's taken the time to check in. Remember, do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs, and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.